This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Quitting time, economy-wide, as people give their notice for what they see as something better or something new amid the slog of pandemic. We'll get fresh government data today on how many people up and quit in October. Some want something safer from virus. Some are chasing more meaningful work, higher pay, more enlightened bosses. And according to a recent survey, one in three workers have considered quitting for mental health reasons. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has that.
Faith Clausen worked at a pharmaceutical warehouse in Everett, Washington for nearly 2 years before quitting recently. She says it was too stressful.
I don't want to be part of it anymore.
Before the pandemic, Clausen might have stayed for the paycheck, but as soon as she left, she says she got interviews for other jobs. With so many openings out there, it felt right to prioritize her mental health.
Workers are putting their both physical and mental health in a priority when they're making their career decisions.
Luke Pardue is an economist with Gusto. It tracks quit rates across sectors. He says the so-called Great Resignation does not seem to be letting up. It's still particularly high with customer-facing service jobs. And Pardue says COVID vaccination rates affect whether workers decide to quit.
There's a very strong relationship between a state's vaccination rate and the rate at which workers in customer-facing jobs are leaving their jobs.
And he says when workers are concerned about their physical health, that stress takes a toll on their mental health, too. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.